Holiday has to work quickly. 5 seconds across midcourt. He wants his shot. Drew wants the winner. Fires up the three at the horn, and it rims just off the front iron. Oh, would that have been something?
Recap everything you need to know about this game right now.
The way this team played with the obstacles in front of them. Commendable to be sure. 116-112, the Bucks lose in overtime against the New Orleans Pelicans tonight.
Now, here's your host, your analyst, and your MC for the evening.
Make some noise!
Justin Garcia. Yeah!
All right, a tough one for the Bucks in New Orleans. They fall to the Pelicans in overtime. The Drew Holiday Show continues here. Back-to-back huge games for the Bucks point guard, and really, at times, it feels like the only guy that the Bucks have on the floor. I mean, this is, it's not even a discouraging loss. It's not to be unexpected here when you look at what the Bucks have. And the tough part is, for as much as we've talked about this schedule being relatively easy for the Bucks, basically through the month of January, it does not help when the injuries and the COVID issues start to pile up right at the point of your schedule where you play 5 games in 7 days and you have 3 back-to-backs in a, what is that, 11-day span? I mean, just insane. The Bucks play 12 back-to-backs this season, 4 come in December, and 3 come in less than 2 weeks. You can only deal with so much here. And I think that's what we saw tonight with Boogie Cousins. And look, that's the other difficult part is when you get a guy like Bobby Portis entering health and safety protocols, the good news is we knew Boogie Cousins would be back today. But as Coach Mike Budenholzer talked about before the game, you know, his comments about Boogie Cousins that we're going to be conscientious of DeMarcus's minutes. He hasn't played in a considerable amount of time, and we're not going to do anything for one night that will put him in a tough spot. He played 16 minutes tonight that I think going into the game you thought maybe you could get 20 minutes from Boogie, but hearing those comments from Bud, you knew this wasn't going to be break glass in case of emergency. So that's what makes it doubly tough is you already don't have Brooke. Giannis goes in health and safety protocols, and you felt like, okay, if DeMarcus is gone for personal reasons, we've seen the Bucks rest DeMarcus Cousins for one night on a back-to-back, so, oh, by the way, what do you do tomorrow? But when you had that, you looked at it, you said, okay, with Boogie Cousins most of the time and with Bobby Portis, we are at the absolute minimum of what we can afford to get by with here. And then you see Bobby Portis goes in and you look around the roster and you think, huh, all right, the Bucks are just going to have to be the Houston Rockets and we're going to have to play small ball to the extreme where P.J. Tucker was the Rockets 5 when they tried that experiment. Nobody on the roster taller than 6'6". That feels like that's where the Bucks are at this point in time right now. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line if you want to get in touch with us tonight on Bucks Talk. We have a long-standing poll question out there that we will update here for you on the show tonight. It is related to our Twine Person of the Year. So we will give you an updated look at the results. But remember, Greg, you obviously know this, the Twine Person of the Year will be revealed on Wednesday night's show. The 4 options, Giannis, Drew Holiday, Bobby Portis, and P.J. Tucker. Those are the 4 finalists for the Twine Person of the Year. So we will crown the 2021 Twine Person of the Year on Wednesday. On Thursday, the final show we have before Christmas Day.
Oh, I'm excited.
We will do a little bit of a gift exchange. But this is the holiday season after all, and I mean, Drew Holiday. What else can you say about Drew Holiday today? 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line. More after this on Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.
You're listening to Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
And now it's a five-point hole for the Bucks. Drew Holiday on the other side tees up a three and finds the bottom of the net. So the Bucks back to within two on another Coors Light three.
It was the Drew Holiday night. Fitting his return to New Orleans. Nets a career high with 40 points. Now, yes, this was not technically the first 40-point game of Drew Holiday's career, as that came back in 2018 when he scored 41 points in that series where they swept the Portland Trail Blazers, and that came in the decisive Game 4. Drew Holiday v. Damian Lillard was the story of that series, and in the decisive clinching game, Drew Holiday in 40 minutes scored 41 points with 8 assists and 2 rebounds in that Pelicans clinching victory. I mean, that was the series that you hear over and over all of his peers talk about how good Drew is and how underrated Drew is. That was the series that really stamped Drew's standing among perimeter players in this league, where he just ate Damian Lillard's lunch in that series. So technically he has scored 40 or more in the NBA. However, the NBA does not recognize playoff stats when it comes to career stats. So thus, this is the first 40-point game of Drew Holiday's career. 40 points, but the Bucks fall short to the Pelicans, 116 to 112 in overtime. That game and that series, by the way, there are a lot of Bucks connections. Nikola Mirotic was Drew Holiday's teammate with the Pelicans there. And also, I mean, playing against Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, sure. Drew Holiday also went up against Pat Connaughton in that series, who was a member of the Portland Trail Blazers and a big rotational piece for the Blazers at that point. So a turn back the clock type of performance tonight for Drew Holiday, but not enough. So you got a big night from Drew. You got a big night from Grayson Allen. Mentioned it on the postgame show. He had a streak of 14 straight games with double digit, with multiple threes hit to start the season. Then he had a streak of 9 going before that came to an end against the Indiana Pacers on Wednesday night. And tonight, Grayson Allen finishes with 7 made three-pointers. So I guess it's good news, bad news for the Bucks, and it kind of speaks to what Coach Budenholzer was talking about at length before this game tonight. This, you know, the spot that this team is in, they're shorthanded. They have zero depth in the front court now. And, you know, as Bud said, these are going to be unusual groupings and lineups. I mean, by my count, I believe Big Rod, and this is an official Big Rod show, but I believe Rodney Hood was the 5 for some stretches out there for the Bucks tonight. Pat Connaughton was the 4 for quite a bit of tonight's game. Sandro Mamukelashvili getting a decent amount of run, but you're just in a tough spot where you got to play small, you got to play fast. You know you're going to lose on the glass, and you just kind of live with it. I mean, that was the story against Indiana. You knew the Pacers were going to win the rebounding totals. You just tried to negate it with points in the paint, and that's exactly what the Bucks did tonight. 50 points in the paint. 24 of those 50 came from Drew. He scored, 46 points in the paint in the last two games has Drew Holiday. Those are Giannis numbers in what Drew Holiday is doing here. But, you know, 57 rebounds for the Pelicans in tonight's game. And you can never just look at raw rebounding numbers to tell the story of the game. But 57, I mean, that number matches up with the eyeball test. They got 57% of the available rebounds in this game. And what they did on the defensive glass, especially just holding the Bucks, limiting the Bucks from their offensive opportunities, is the Bucks took 104 shots in this game. I mean, that's the reason why you can't just say, well, they got X amount of rebounds, because Bucks took 104 shots. Pelicans took 89. So you're taking 15 more field goals, and you only made 3 more. There's a lot more misses for the Bucks. So there's a lot more rebounding opportunities for the Bucks than there were the Pelicans. But New Orleans took advantage, especially on the defensive glass, where they pulled down 44 rebounds. So you know that's the spot you're going to be in probably for the next 10 days to 2 weeks with health and safety protocols currently where Giannis and Bobby Portis occupy. It's just going to be a tough road to hoe for the Bucks for these next couple of weeks. So you got to try and win on some of those margins, like three-point shooting, where the Bucks hit 14 threes tonight. Points in the paint, the Bucks won that as well. But what does not help is, you know, this defense is predicated so much on not fouling. And the Bucks just committed a ton of fouls tonight, and a lot of them were easily avoidable and some mental miscues, especially surrounding around Jordan Wara. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. If you want to get in touch with us tonight on Bucks Talk, 30 free throw attempts for the New Orleans Pelicans in this game versus 10 for the Bucks. 30 to 10, the free throw discrepancy in this game.
Do they have like a smoothie promotion? Something going on
there?
Get a
free smoothie if the Pelicans take 20 more free throws than the opponent.
If they hit,
It's the first time they've probably given out that promotion.
It's worth the investment, Smoothie King. Thank you.
Grayson Allen's 7 made threes tonight is a season high. Drew Holiday's 40 points is a career high. But look, this is part of the trickle-down effect to what happens when everybody's got to be bumped up. Not even a line, but two lines, basically, for the spot that the Bucks are in. If we want to use the hockey analogy, this is your third line that is playing. You got one star left that's still lingering, but guys that were on the third line, guys that were in the AHL, they're now up there playing quite a bit. That's the spot that the Bucks are in right now. And I thought where it really stood out is the fouls and some of those defensive tactics. I mean, the Bucks had to play a lot of zone because of their lack of size, but you know, that three-pointer, the Bucks weren't hurt by it at the line. But the flagrant on Jordan Wara, I mean, that's an example. And he had two of these plays, lackluster closeouts, and on that one especially to cut off the path on Brandon Ingram, it's a play you absolutely cannot make. And it gave the Pelicans the second opportunity where Brandon Ingram goes one of two at the line. So it's just a two-point game. But then Devontae Graham cans a three. Those are the things that are easily avoidable, and we have seen the Bucks avoid those under Coach Mike Budenholzer, but it just continued to breathe life into the Pelicans, and they made the Bucks pay as they win this one 116 to 112 in overtime. Story, though, of this stretch is not only for the Bucks, but for the NBA as a whole, and that is what is going on with health and safety protocols, what is going on with COVID protocols in general. And there were some more developments on some of the tweaks the league is making to the protocols. And there was a big change as well in the Eastern Conference with a team reversing course that we do have to touch on. Also, I heard you and Greg Matzik talking about this on Bucks Shootaround of, you know, who are some of those names that maybe the Bucks could bring back to town? Well, there is one name that would make a lot of sense, not a former Buck, but recently released as of a couple of hours ago, that would make a lot of sense for this Bucks roster. We'll talk health and safety protocols and the latest free agent. After this, it's Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices.
The Hardwood Homilies continue after this. This is Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
As he's got it, dribbling with a left hand. Sends the pass to Grayson Allen. He fires up a three on the curl, and he is absolutely smoking both barrels right now. He buries what is his seventh three-pointer of the game.
Grayson Allen with a season-high 7 threes. That was one of the bright spots. A double-double for Jordan Wara. A bright spot. Drew Holiday scores 40. And, I mean, what did we expect with how shorthanded the Bucks were, especially in the front court? They hung tough and just fall short to the Pelicans in overtime, 116 to 112. Okay, so to not belabor it anymore, the player I was referring to, as we were starting the show, it was reported by Woj that the Houston Rockets have waived Daniel House. Now, you may say that name is familiar. Why do I know Daniel House? What do you know about Daniel House, Greg?
I know he's a name.
Also, be careful, because what if he's a Buck?
Yeah.
A member of the Bucks.
And I will elect to
Daniel
pass.
House Jr., probably most notorious for nearly ruining the bubble experience. But Daniel House Jr. Wait, is it Daniel House Jr.? Yes, it is Jr.
Is it? Really? I've never heard that before. I trust you. Should I?
Had a companion in the bubble with him when it was not allowed. Mm. Nonetheless, Daniel House, in a somewhat similar career arc to another guy that came via the Houston Rockets and brought the Bucks a lot of success. No, I am no way, shape, or form am I saying Daniel House Jr., question mark, is a P.J. Tucker in the making. But, I mean, a journeyman who caught on with the Rockets, was part of that small ball revolution, also played for the Phoenix Suns prior to his time in Houston, and he's a guy that's played the 2, the 3, the 4, basically 30% of his rotational minutes this season have been as a power forward, despite being 6'7". He exemplifies positionless basketball. Is he great? No. Is he serviceable? Yes. And right now, I mean, serviceable is, hey, are you NBA tall? Are you in shape? Those are two big check marks right now. Not for the Bucks, for a lot of teams in the league. Are you serviceable? Even better. We'll take you. So Daniel House Jr. waived by the Houston Rockets. He has had some pretty decent three-point shooting seasons. Again, similar to P.J. Tucker, really struggling this season. His minutes have been down. His three-point shooting is down. His overall shooting and scoring is down. And he is clearly a guy that's on the outside in Houston. And they're looking to move forward and move younger. Not that he's overly old at 28 years of age, but could be a very interesting name that could make sense for the Milwaukee Bucks. So just file that one away and keep an eye on it. During the break, I was asking you, Greg, if you saw this quote from Billy Donovan, which also makes you, what are you getting at exactly here, Billy? So Billy Donovan gave this quote earlier in the week that, I do know certainly when we were testing, as much as we were testing, not every team was testing under the same presence that we were under the same premise that we were testing under. So you could have had, for some teams, players that were maybe asymptomatic or guys that were positive that just didn't really feel a lot of symptoms out there playing. And I think the league is probably looking at those things. So Billy Donovan is basically saying, we had 10 guys in protocols. We were shut down for a week because we played by the rules. And there's teams out there that they got asymptomatic players that are playing. I mean, I think that's hard to dispute when you see the players in protocol start to climb as they were. I mean, Bobby Portis, are you telling me he just caught it on Thursday morning after the game? Bobby Portis was probably asymptomatic playing Wednesday. Wesley Matthews was asymptomatic playing over the weekend in all likelihood. I mean, it's the case for most of these guys. So it's going to be interesting to see what the league does from here. I mean, other than the hardship exemptions, I don't know what options they have. They're not going to pause the season. I am willing to stake almost everything I own on that. They're not going to do it before Christmas Day. Will it happen after that? Who knows? Maybe. But before this Christmas Day slate of games, they are not pausing the season. And there's a lot of calls, too, for, well, just let asymptomatic players play. I mean, we're seeing that in the NFL as well. I would be stunned if the NBA does that. We have seen the NBA be very, very receptive to medical guidance and working in step with that community. And the NBA stance has been all along, we're not doing that. You, number one, you can still spread the virus if you're asymptomatic. That has been proven. And two, I mean, what is that going to lead to? Guys who are, I mean, you see it in your everyday walks of life. Guys who are hiding a cough and sniffles that I'm fine, that are just playing because they know I can play if I'm asymptomatic. So I would be stunned if that actually happens. So it's a tough spot that the league is in now, and they have made it very clear and cautioned as well. It is only going to get worse. That's the tough part to believe for 16 today, 13 on Tuesday, 11 on Thursday. That, I mean, it's going to get worse once you have Christmas gatherings and New Year's gatherings. They are anticipating this to really, really start to spike in the coming weeks. So it's a tough, tough spot for the league to be in. Didn't mean to turn the entire postgame show into the COVID situation, but that has certainly been the story of the week, and it'll probably remain the story through the weekend. The Bucks now back in action tomorrow when they welcome the Cavaliers to town. 8 o'clock tip-off. Bucks and the Cavs tomorrow night from Fiserv Forum. We get started with 7:30 on the radio network with Bucks Shots. You can catch me at 7 o'clock tomorrow with Bucks Courtside to get you set for the pregame show and eventually the show as well. And of course, be back here tomorrow night to recap the Bucks and the Cavs, see if the Bucks can bring an end to that 5-game win streak by the Cleveland Cavaliers. You've been listening to Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices.
This Kyle.